Welcome to the True Me podcast with your host, Nicole M. Nicole is an experienced business person with over 25 years of corporate success. She founded True Me Coaching in 2012, and she now helps corporations and individuals around the world to achieve authentic success and lasting happiness. Nicole provides warm guidance with a genuine program designed to enlighten and inspire. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Nicole M. I want to start this podcast expressing my gratitude for your comments on the previous podcast with the title, Who Am I? I am very happy that it resonated with you, as it shows that you are at the highest point than most people in the search of meaning and peace in this life. To continue that trajectory, I want to discuss about the next question that most of us have in our minds, which is, why am I here? This is a question that has bothered most of the people on this earth, who are not happy with their lives or the activities they have entertained themselves with, even if they are very good at doing them. Thus, I believe that for many, this is the ultimate practical question, that once it is answered, will make their life an exciting and enjoyable journey. So, what is life purpose? It is the central motivating aim of our life. The reason we get up in the morning. When your purpose is clear, it can guide life decisions, influence behaviors, shape goals, offer a sense of direction, and create meaning. Purpose will be unique for everyone. For some people, purpose is connected to vocation, meaningful, satisfying work. For others, their purpose lies in their responsibilities to their family or friends. Others seek meaning through spirituality or religious beliefs. Some people may find their purpose clearly expressed in all these aspects of life. Nevertheless, most people have no clue what they want to do with their lives. Even after they finish school, even after they get a job, even after they are making money, and even after they had a business, it might take years to clearly define what they want in life. Older generations were mostly in survival mode and rarely or never got to ask that question. The good news is that more and more people in the new generations are asking that question, even as they are still young. So I believe that humanity has definitely made a step forward. I know that sometimes the social pressures of adolescence and professional pressures of young adulthood squeezes the passion out of us. We are taught that the only reason to do something is if we are somehow rewarded for it. And the transactional nature of the world inevitably asphyxiates us and makes us feel lost or stuck. Moreover, what you identify as your path may be different from others. What's more, your purpose can actually shift and change throughout life in response to the evolving priorities and fluctuations of your own experiences. Finding your purpose isn't something that can be done in a few days, weeks, or months. It can be a lifelong journey, and it can only be done one step at a time. Keep in mind, your purpose doesn't necessarily mean you have to change what you're doing already. If you work in a circus, you might decide your purpose in life is to help others have fun and be amazed. If you work in an educational organization, you might find your purpose is creating an environment that helps children learn. If you are a political engineer, you might find your purpose building bridges to connect places and facilitate people. Occasionally, you might want to pause what you're doing and reflect on whether you feel like the path you are on is taking you in the direction you want to go. If it is not, then you can change course. Sometimes that road to finding your purpose has a few curves, forks, and stoplights. Some people feel hesitant about pursuing their life purpose because they worry that it sounds like a self-serving or selfish quest. However, true purpose is about recognizing your own gifts and using them to contribute to the world. Whether those gifts are playing beautiful music for others to enjoy, helping solve problems, or simply bringing more joy into the lives of those around you. So, there is nothing selfish about that, correct? Of course, the ego might come out and pass the message that those that do things that give them fame and money are better than the others, and you probably do not feel you're between them. But that is not but a misconception, a big misconception, a misconception that rewards the few and punishes the vast majority of us. When your authentic purpose becomes clear, you will be able to share it with the whole world. Through working with my clients, I have come to realize that although the purpose or the strategy to achieve that purpose is not the same for all, they usually follow some patterns depending on the maturity of the individual's soul. When we are young, our purpose may be to feel our power and how strong we are, both intellectually and physically. Sometimes this is combined with an urge to learn as many things as we can. Much later in life, our ultimate purpose is to help each other, to contribute to development, advancement, improvement of the individuals, the teams, the groups, the communities in which we operate. We all want to touch each other as much as we can and give some magic to their life, either if we are doctors, nurses, musicians, theatrical directors, coaches, writers, teachers, or a cashier attendant in a supermarket. We all want to serve. It is fun and it is fulfilling. The problem is that most of the times we do not focus on the purpose, but on the strategy directly, and that can be very confusing. Questions about life purpose may arise at any time in life, but you may notice that they are especially prevalent during times of transition or crisis, for example, a career or educational change, personal loss, or long-distance move. As people grow into different phases of life, their old habits or behaviors or actions can feel insufficient. They begin to ask what they can do to expand their space. Moving into new territories opens up the way for new possibilities to emerge, allowing our life purpose to evolve. But this can also prompt physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual transitions, and even sometimes a chaotic period as we begin to ask new questions. This is the secret to a fully alive life, to reframe our life questions over and over. As we do, at different stages of our lives, we find different questions and different possibilities. A 2010 study published in Applied Psychology found that individuals with high levels of eudaimonic well-being, which involves having a sense of purpose along with a sense of control and a feeling like what they do is worthwhile, tend to live longer. There is also research that links feeling as if you have a sense of purpose to positive health outcomes, such as fewer strokes and heart attacks, better sleep, and a lower risk of dementia and disabilities. A 2016 study published in the Journal of Research and Personality found that individuals who feel a sense of purpose make more money than individuals who feel as though their work lacks meaning. So the good news is you don't have to choose between having wealth and living a meaningful life. You might find the more purpose you have, the more money you will earn. With all of those benefits, it's clear that it's important to find purpose and meaning in your life. But purpose and meaning is not something that can be determined quickly. The process requires plenty of self-reflection, listening to others, and finding where your passions lie. Nevertheless, the idea that we were each born for some higher purpose can be very stressful for some people and destroy their ability to enjoy their present. So, let me give you a more light-hearted perspective. We exist on this earth for some undetermined period of time. During that time, we do things. Some of these things are very important. Some of them are not so important. Those important things give our lives meaning and happiness. The unimportant ones basically help time pass by. So, when people say, "What should I do with my life?" or "What is my life purpose?" what they are actually asking is, "What can I do with my time? that is important to me? This is an infinitely better question to ask. It's far more manageable. There is no reason for you to be contemplating the cosmic significance of your life whilst feeling overwhelmed. Rather, you should be directing your thinking to discover what feels important to you. To help you figure out that major question and what can support you add more meaning to your life, I have put together a series of questions. These questions are by no means exhaustive or definite, but they can help you arrive at least to some powerful thoughts. And remember, discovering purpose in our lives should be something that's fun and interesting, not a chore. Question number one. What's true about you today that will make the child you once were rejoice? When I was a child, I dreamed of becoming a writer. I would spend time to write short fairy tales with a moral teaching. All of that in Spanish. And then that all stopped. My family and I moved to live in Greece, and I had to learn a new, tough for me, language. My previous dream faded away, and I leaned on other talents to survive. It wasn't until I was in my late 40s that I rediscovered how much I loved conveying in writing beautiful, positive messages of possibilities. Thus, I wrote my first coaching book. Doing that was a fun, exhilarating, empowering exercise. I felt like that child I once was, and I realized that I was fulfilling my dream even after all those years. So the answer to the question, what's true about you today that will make the child you once were rejoice, will tell you what childhood passion you lost to adulthood, and also will indicate what activity you should revisit just for the fun of it. Question number two. What makes you forget yourself completely? We have all had that experience, right, where we get so wrapped up in something that minutes turn into hours and we just forget to feed ourselves or rest. We are like in trance and time is immaterial. We forget ourselves completely. For me, it's every time I want to learn something new. When I want to conquer something I do not know well. It is an obsessiveness for learning and self-improvement. Maybe for you it's something else. Maybe it is being an amazing client service employee, organizing things efficiently, solving technical problems, or uncovering mysteries. Whatever it is, don't just look at the activities that keep you up at night, but look at the reasons, the principles behind those activities that fascinate you. Because those reasons, those principles, will give you a very good idea of what you are after, and usually they can easily be applied elsewhere. So the answer to the question, what makes you forget yourself completely, will tell you what you truly enjoy doing, and also will tell you what are other activities that you might also enjoy. Question number three. What kind of failures can you bear? And for how long? Before you are able to be good at something and do something important, sometimes you will need to fail, sometimes repeatedly, until you figure it out. This may not be news to you. Unfortunately, most people try to avoid those failures, and without them, they deprive themselves of the possibility of succeeding as well. And sometimes what is behind it all is the fear of what will other people think, and they avert to showing vulnerability. But if your reasons are, if I failed, I will look like an idiot, my father will not agree, or my friends will think I'm losing it, the chances are you're actually avoiding something you truly care about. Because caring about that thing is what scares you, not what your father thinks or what your friend next door says. Great things are, by their very nature, unique and unconventional. Therefore, to achieve them, we must go against the herd mentality, and to do that sometimes is scary. In this instance, I will suggest that you need to embrace failure. Being embarrassed or exposed is part of the path to achieving something important, something meaningful. The more a major life decision scares you, chances are the more you need to be doing it. So, the answer to the question, what kind of failures and for how long can you bear, will tell you what you are more afraid of, and will also make you realize that you should stop making lousy excuses and start doing something. Question number 4. If you were made to leave your house all day, every day, where would you go and what would you do? For many of us, the enemy is just old-fashioned complacency. We get into our routines. We distract ourselves. The couch is comfortable, the chips delicious, and nothing new happens, ever. And this is a problem. What most people don't understand is that passion is a result of action, not the cause of it. So stop procrastinating and go and try something you have not done yet. Discovering what you are passionate about in life and what matters to you is a trial by fire process. None of us know exactly how we feel about an activity until we actually do the activity. So ask yourself, if someone put a gun to your head and forced you to leave your house for everything except for sleep, how would you choose to occupy yourself? And no, you can't just go sit in a coffee shop and browse on social media. You probably already do that. You have to be outside of the house all day, every day, actively doing something until it's time to go to bed. Where would you go and what would you do? Would you play your favorite sport? Go and get another degree? Learn a musical instrument? Cook for the orphans? Deliver coaching sessions? Join a book club? What would you do with all of that time? What activity would you choose above all others? We all have only 24 hours in a day, and so we are back to the all-important question that we all should be asking ourselves. What can I do with my time that is important to me? Write down a few answers and then, you know, go out and actually do them. And I'm going to give you bonus points if it involves embarrassing yourself. So the answer to the question, if you were made to leave your house all day, every day, where would you go and what would you do, will support you understand what you were passionate about all along and how you should spend your time. Alright. Okay. Let's move on to question number 5. What are the struggles that you are ready to tolerate? This is another interesting thing to ponder about, especially if you accept that life has its downsides and they are all part of our growth. And when we're getting through those moments in our life, it can be very liberating when you accept them with grace, knowing that even those difficult events or periods of life have a gift for you. If you have been through life for a while, you will know that everything includes some sort of cost. Nothing is pleasurable or uplifting all of the time. So the question becomes, what struggle or loss are you willing to tolerate? Ultimately, what determines our ability to persevere with something that it is important to us is our ability to handle the rough times and serve through them. For instance, if you want to be a doctor, but you cannot face the possibility of losing a patient, then you are not admitting the realities of your profession. If you want to be a theatrical director, but you aren't willing to see your work rejected at times, then you're going for a very unpleasant ride. If you are a business person, but cannot accept that your new product might not fly, then you're not going to make it far. What unpleasant experiences are you able to handle? Are you able to stay up all night working? Are you able to put off starting a family for 7 years? Are you able to have people reject you over and over again until you get it right? Are you able to not make any income for a while or not? You will be interested to know that are those things that you are willing to tolerate that gives you a competitive advantage. By definition, anything that you are willing to do that most people are not willing to do gives you a huge head start. So, the answer to this question, what are the struggles that you are ready to tolerate will help you understand what you are willing to endure to get what you want and what you will likely be better at facing than other people. Let's go to question number 6. How are you going to save the world? In case you haven't seen the news lately, the world is facing some major problems. I know it and you know it. It is important to check your values and see whether there is something there that suggests you want to leave something greater than your own pleasure or satisfaction. In podcast number 9 of the first series, I'm giving tips of how to discover your values. Just to remind you of the importance of it, when people feel like they have no sense of direction, no purpose in their life, it's because they don't know what's important to them. They don't know what their values are. And when you don't know what your values are, then you're essentially taking on other people's values and living other people's priorities instead of your own. This is a one-way ticket to suffering. So, it is important to review your values first and take it from there. That will help you discover what your heart is made of and how you can contribute. So pick a problem and start saving the world. There are plenty to choose from. Educational systems, economic development, domestic violence, mental health care, governmental corruption, household violence, sex trafficking, immigration, wars, etc. Find the problem you care about and start solving it. Obviously, you are not going to fix the world's problems by yourself, but you can contribute and make a difference. And that feeling of making a difference is ultimately what's most important for your own happiness and fulfillment. And importance equals purpose. Thus, the answer to this question, how are you going to save the world, will tell you what problem you care about that's larger than you. And then you can start having some thoughts of how you can make a difference and move on in making a plan to support your thoughts. Question number 7. If you knew you were going to die 1 year from today, what would you do and how would you want to be remembered? Most of us don't like thinking about death, but thinking about our own death, surprisingly, has a lot of practical advantages. One of those advantages is that it forces us to think through what's actually important in our lives and what's frivolous or distracting. Ask yourself, if you had a year to live, what would you do? As you can imagine, this caused people to really think about their lives in a different way and reevaluate what are their priorities. Ultimately, death is the only thing that gives us perspective on the value of our lives, because it's only by imagining your non-existence that you can get a sense of what is important about your existence. What is your legacy going to be? What are those stories people are going to tell when you're gone? What is your obituary going to say? Is there anything to say at all? If not, what would you like it to say? How can you start working towards that today? And again, if you fantasize about your obituary saying a bunch of things that aim to impress others, then again you're failing here. Discovering one's purpose in life means to finding those one or two things that are bigger than yourself and bigger than those around you, values that will determine your priorities and guide your actions. It's not about some great achievement, but merely finding a way to spend your time on this earth in a fulfilling for you way. And to do that, you must take the time to think beyond yourself, to think greater than yourself, and paradoxically, to imagine a world without yourself. So the answer to the question about your mortality and how you want to be remembered will tell you what is important or what is most important to you and what values should guide your actions. Possibly there are many more things that we could have been talking about, and maybe we will in a future podcast. But I believe I have given you enough food for thought for the time being. Hope you will spend some time on these questions to find new answers or verify your disposition in life and consequently, your purpose. That is all for today. I hope you have found it useful. Let me have your comments so that we continue with the discussion. Until next time, be well.
Thank you for listening to the True Me podcast. For more information on Nicole and True Me coaching, head to trueme.co. If you would like to request a personal or corporate session, you can send an email to Nicole@trueme.co anytime.